You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey. Formerly Bulletproof Radio.
A state of high performance.
You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey. Today is an upgrade spotlight edition where I bring on a guest to talk about a specific product they make would benefit you. It could save you time, increase your energy, improve your performance. These are shorter episodes that just let you know who makes it, is it real, and would I use it, and do I use it? And you're going to learn a lot in a short period of time from someone who cares enough to put their life behind something. In this episode, we're going to talk about probiotics that do something other than give you a healthy gut, specific strains that control stress and detox. And our guest is Carrie Glassman, who has a whole bunch of letters after her name, including RD, MS, CDN, and OPQR. Oh, no, that's just the alphabet. What is CDN anyway, Carrie?
Just certified dietetic nutritionist.
Nice. And you're with Omnibiotic, the company that makes a couple of these strains, which is why it's an upgrade spotlight.
Yes, I am supporting Omnibiotic today. Very excited to be working with them.
And listeners may have seen you on a bunch of different top media outlets because you're a well-known educator on health and food and things like that. So let's get right into it. Probiotics. Everyone listening knows what they are. So what's different about stress management?
Yeah. So your listeners, of course, definitely know what probiotics are. We know that those are the beneficial bacteria that offer a benefit, right, to the host, which would be you or me, whoever's taking them, right? And what is different about Omnibiotics stress formula is that it is targeted, it is multi-strain, and it's the delivery mechanism that really differentiates it from other probiotics on the market.
If you're a longtime listener, you probably already know that I'm a huge proponent of infrared therapy. Infrared increases blood flow so you can recover faster, you can sleep better, and you can even have a calmer nervous system. The thing that matters, though, is that you have to be able to take it with you, and you need to be able to do it at home without having to take up a lot of space. That's why I like Higher Doses Infrared Therapy Line. They've got an infrared sauna blanket, which increases your body's thermal energy and helps you relax and even makes your skin look better. They have a really cool infrared PEMF mat, which uses infrared heat and pulsed electromagnetic frequencies. In fact, their smaller mat fits easily in an office chair so you can get a recharge while you're working. And the regular size mat is something that I would like to use for stretching or yoga, meditation, or even just laying around and reading. To learn more about Higher Dose Infrared Therapy, go to higherdose.com. Use promo code HUMAN15 at checkout. Get 15% off. That's higherdose.com. Use code HUMAN15.
It is targeted. It is multi-strain, and it's the delivery mechanism that really differentiates it from other probiotics on the market. So I've been talking about probiotics and the microbiome and prebiotics and gut health and all of that for many, many years. And I always like to give people tools and actionable tips that they can incorporate into their life, not just once in a while, not just when they're on vacation, but on a daily basis, and they can be consistent with, so they can, and but that they're not difficult to add in, so that they can see real changes. And so something like taking a supplement is often an easy thing to do. And, you know, of course, I'm a dietitian, nutritionist. I always believe in food first, but I'm a big believer that there's a time and a place to supplement. And some supplements are more effective than others. And if you're going to bother to spend your money and take the time to take one, we want them to be effective. And I have found that this product, which is why I'm so excited to be working with Omnibiotic, to be incredibly effective. And it's really that delivery mechanism that is what really differentiates it, and then the multi-strain aspect of it, and also that they are all clinically tested, not just the individual strains, but the actual formula in each of their products.
Okay, so you got a bunch of things going on in there, and the last one maybe is most interesting for listeners. It there's something called polypharma, which is a study of how multiple pharmaceuticals interact. And we're now taking that computational technology and applying it to strains of probiotics to say, well, if probiotic one does something and probiotic two does something, if you add them together, 1 + 2 might not equal 3. It might equal 4. And so we're figuring out how to do that, which is cool. The other thing that you talk about is delivery system. Most people are like, I took a probiotic. I don't know, it was a pill or it was whatever. But here's the thing. If you ate something and you didn't digest it, you'd probably still be hungry, right? So it turns out it's not how much of a supplement is in a pill. It's how much of a supplement did your body get out of the pill. It's one of the reasons, for instance, if you look at eating some plant-based protein, it doesn't absorb as well as animal-based protein. So you can't say 10 grams of animal protein is the same as 10 grams of plant protein because they do different things. It's about delivery system. And with the probiotics from Omnibiotic, what's different about the delivery system to get the live bacteria where they need to go?
I'm going to answer that, but I want to just go back to one thing you said about polypharma and different strains and different compounds working together, because that's a really important point. You can think about a formula of probiotics working together. Like you just said, 1 + 1 doesn't always equal 2. It might equal 4. I love that example because many people are aware of, you know, having something like vitamin C as a supplement alone is very different than getting vitamin C from food. That doesn't mean that you might not need to supplement with vitamin C at some point, but getting it in the food form, in that whole food form, you also don't know, or we do know some ways that that vitamin C interacts with other compounds and makes it more effective. So in that same way, it's really analogous to how these probiotic strains are working together to be more effective. So I just wanted to touch on that because I'm glad you brought that up. So as far as the delivery mechanism, what's different is most probiotics that people are taking are freeze-dried, and they're in a capsule, right? Many people, I'm sure all your listeners, have taken one of those. So what happens is that capsule, that capsule usually makes it through the oral cavity, and it usually gets to probably the stomach or maybe the beginning of the small intestine, but it doesn't necessarily make it any farther, right? And so then what happens when that capsule opens up, the bacteria in there need to be hydrated to be activated. So then it's hydrated with mostly what type of environment? An acidic environment.
Yeah, stomach acid is great for hydrating bacteria. Oh, wait.
No, not so much. So only about 7% of the live bacteria, so the live probiotics, actually make it to where it's supposed to go. And there's been testing on that, and testing of probably the top 10 probiotics in the country, and only about 7% survive. That's why actually many probiotics, you'll see, they have so many, you know, there's so much in there, right? The quantity is so high because they know that much of it is not going to survive. So then there's also another type of probiotic, which many people are aware of, the spore types of probiotics. Mm-hmm. And those do a better job at surviving that acidic environment. They do a better job. So that's great, but they're not human strains. So they come from the soil. They're not the same as our innate good bacteria in our gut. So they don't colonize. They're more transient. So we're not going to get and reap all those benefits. So that's a problem. So you've got the traditional probiotics in the capsule, then you've got the spores. So what Omnibiotic does that's different is it's freeze-dried. So it's that same freeze-dried mechanism, but it comes in a packet. And what you do is you take that packet and you mix it with about 4 ounces of water, or you can use milk or non-dairy milk or yogurt, but water is going to be best. So it hydrates, and you leave it in that water for about a minute. And it hydrates, so the bacteria, the good bacteria in that the powder are hydrated in that neutral environment, and they come alive. So they are hydrated there. Plus, the mixture also comes with a specific prebiotic that those probiotics feed on, and that actually even increases their strength even further. So when they get to where we want them to go, to the lower portion of the small intestine and the colon, they have survived. About 83% have survived. So they work. They are effective. Now, 83% to some people might sound, well, that's not good. I want 100%. But compared to that 7%, that's really good. I'd say that's more than really good. That's amazing.
And honestly, it doesn't matter. Perfection is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that. You just need to get enough in to make a difference. And you're talking about like 12 times as much survival this way. And it doesn't taste like much of anything. So you can just mix it in and drink it. You're fine. And then you're getting this. But what you're getting too is different because the stress management called stress release from Omnibiotic has, you could call it a psychobiotic actually, which is a brand new kind of probiotic. Tell me about psychobiotics. What are those?
Yeah. So psychobiotics are going to be specific probiotics that are going to work on the gut-brain axis. So this specific probiotic really is going to help you with everything from, it has been shown, it's been clinically tested to help with mood, memory, focus, concentration. So when we're stressed, right, what happens? I mean, many things happen. We know stress is bad for many different reasons, but one thing that happens is that our good gut bacteria dies. Not all of it, but some of it dies. And we know that we need a rich, healthy, diverse microbiome, right? We need that rich microbiome filled with, there's always going to be a balance of good and bad bacteria, but we need a certain amount of that good bacteria to, right, to be healthy. And so when we're stressed, a lot of that good bacteria dies. And then what happens is when that continues, and this stress can be from anything from financial stress, relationship stress, physical stress, bodies are over-exercising, medications, toxins. That stress can come from a variety of things. And when we are continually stressed like that, and more of that good bacteria dies, what happens is we have inflammation in our gut. And that inflammation, that constant inflammation, can lead to that leaky gut, which many people have heard of. And that leaky gut, what happens there is that things get into our bloodstream that we don't want in our bloodstream, things like toxins and food particles that haven't been fully digested. So just many things enter that bloodstream. That is, leads to systemic inflammation and a whole bunch of other problems, everything from IBD to it can increase the risk of, we know there's multiple things that can happen there. We don't need to go. I don't want to go. I'm going on too much of a tangent there, but many things can happen from leaky gut. So including, by the way, affecting our mood and cognition and all, and brain fog. You hear about that all the time with leaky gut. But anyway, back to the stress formula. So the stress formula specifically targets the good gut bacteria that we know that we need that works with our brain to help with everything from mood, again, memory, focus, concentration. It also helps to increase the strength of the gut lining, so that intestinal permeability is the integrity is improved, so that things won't leak through. So it helps in a variety of ways.
I love it. And more and more and more studies have come out that show that specific strains can affect neurotransmitter levels, inflammation in the brain. So this emerging category of psychobiotic is interesting. You stack that with a delivery system that works. And I think Omnibiotic has a really interesting new focused thing. And what I like to teach people, as someone who took antibiotics for 15 years because I had chronic strep throat and I just wrecked my gut. It was such a problem for so long. You got to figure out which foods are just not compatible with you and get rid of those. But most of us have been on antibiotics or taken antibiotic tainted meat. So you have a disrupted microbiome and you can work on healing that with probiotics and general prebiotics, maybe 7% of them get there or something. But you have the opportunity to install certain species that do specific things. It's like in a video game, say, I want to get this ability. So then you say, all right, I want the one that helps me manage stress. So you get the Omnibiotic stress release, which is the specific strains that are designed for that. If resilience is what you were looking for, oh, I can handle more stress. Isn't that great? But there's something else that you're doing at Omnibiotic called Hetox, which is an interesting name in and of itself. And is there like a Her Talks? What's the deal?
No, that's a good question. But no, there's not. You know, I'm going to go to Heat Talks to see you're bringing up all these interesting topics that I just want to touch upon. So before we go to that, I just want to mention one thing too, is that the other thing that I think not everybody always knows, again, your listeners are really smart. They may know this, but we know that there's hundreds of billions of neurons in the brain. There's also about 500 million neurons in the gut. So again, remember, and that gut brain access, it goes two ways, right? So your brain is affecting your gut is affecting your brain. And from everything, that's why it's so incredibly important to maintain that healthy microbiome and to have a healthy balance of good and, you know, obviously we also have the bad too, but to have that healthy balance. And I also want to remind people too, as far as, again, mood and stress and concentration and, you know, memory and cognition and all that goes, that GABA, you know, the GABA and serotonin are made in the gut. And many people, again, your listeners may know that, but some people don't realize that. And we know that we need GABA to be calm, to reduce anxiety, stress, and to be calm. And serotonin, obviously, we know we need for many reasons. But one thing also that people don't even realize with serotonin, we usually think of it as that happy, feel-good, you know, neurotransmitter, but it actually also plays a role in digestion and gut health. So it's interesting when you think about how closely connected the gut and the brain are. So I just wanted to go back to that for a moment, but I will get to Heatox. So Heatox, you can edit me out there if you want, if that was too much, but I wanted to just touch on that because I get very excited about the gut brain access and there's just so much we can go there. It's hard to just talk for a few seconds. I was trying there to give you a really quick answer before, but you know, it's hard because this topic is just really incredibly fascinating. Anyway,
it is fascinating and it's complex. And our job is to somehow go through the complexity so people know, all right, this is the thing that's most likely to work. So that's where I should start. And guys, I'll just tell you straight up, if you try something and you give it a good amount of time and it just didn't work for you, it doesn't mean the product doesn't work. It just means it wasn't right for your biology. And then you can try something else. So that's the idea here, is we're looking to save you a ton of energy and time on sorting through the stuff that's likely to work for you. And if you take it and like nothing happened, that's okay. Finish taking it and do something else. But I think you're going to have a great chance of noticing a substantial difference because that delivery system and the specific strains equals better stress. Or in the case of this new one, Heatox, whatever the heck that is. I mean, I know, but do tell.
All right. Yeah. Omnibiotic Heatox is specially designed to improve liver function and improve liver health and detoxification.
What if there was a way to level up your energy, get rid of stress, and take more control of your body? Welcome to Quantum Upgrade. This is a new technology that taps into quantum energy to help you feel amazing. Quantum Upgrade has a lot of different products that help protect you from EMF and help activate your body's natural healing abilities. You can expect better sleep, more resilience, less stress, and better blood flow. The cool thing about Quantum Upgrade is that the products are backed by a lot of heavy-duty scientific studies, and there's a new measurable upgrade. You can now use Quantum Upgrade to increase your consciousness levels between 1400 and 2200 on the Hawkins map of consciousness. If you don't know what that means, do some research because it's impressive, it's fun to learn about, and it's something that I've come to understand. Ready to try Quantum Upgrade? Visit quantumupgrade.io/Dave for a 7-day free trial. What if there was a way to feel younger for longer? Well, there is. Your body needs something called the NAD plus molecule to help you age well. When you're young, your body makes a lot of NAD+, and that helps you make energy, it helps you keep your DNA healthy, absorb nutrients well, and it protects your cells from stress. But once you hit about 30, your NAD+ levels start to drop. The good news is that longevity scientists have found some things that can help, like niacin, niacinamide, and niagen. They help your body make more NAD+, even as you age. All three of these are in an amazing formula called Qualia NAD+. Check out Qualia NAD Plus risk-free for up to 100 days at neurohacker.com/Dave15 to save an extra 15%. That's neurohacker.com/Dave15, Qualia NAD Plus. It's what I use.
You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey.
Ketox is specially designed to improve liver function and improve liver health and detoxification. So the gut and the liver are directly connected by the portal vein. So just like the gut and the brain are connected, the gut and the liver are connected. So if the gut barrier becomes leaky, like we already talked about, when there's continued stress and there's continued inflammation and the gut becomes leaky, there's an increasing amount of waste that travels onto the liver and the liver becomes overburdened. So by strengthening the gut barrier, Ketox, so again, we're using specific strains here in Ketox, Ketox reduces the toxic load on the liver and the circulating toxins in the body. Because when there are too many of those toxins, one of the reasons what happens there is that not only do you have more toxins in the body and is there more inflammation, and does inflammation, we know, is linked to everything from heart disease, cancer, neuronal degeneration, all sorts of conditions. But we also know that this can lead to weight gain. And sometimes people might not understand the connection there, but the reason the toxins can lead to weight gain is because the liver has to do something with all those toxins. And so what it does is when it's overburdened, it stores it in fat cells. So anyway, it can lead to, so there's a lot that happens there. So this strain from Omnibiotic Ketox is specific for improving the overall gut microbiome, to improve that balance, that gut barrier, so less toxins are leaked through, and that helps maintain the integrity of the gut barrier, but also it improves overall liver health. So if you have been living, a super stressful lifestyle, you're not eating healthy, or maybe you're drinking a lot, or maybe you've drank for years a lot of alcohol, and you're trying to, really improve your overall health, and you're trying to detox, this would be a great one for you. Or perhaps you've been on prescription medications. Prescription medications, we know the liver has to detoxify those medications, right? After we metabolize them, the liver is involved there. And so perhaps you've been doing that. You've been on a lot of medication and you want to, improve your liver health. This would be a very good one for you. And there was actually, on Ketox specifically, there's studies also on stress release as well. There's clinical double-blind randomized studies as well. But there's a specific one for Ketox, which was, this was a randomized double-blind study of 61 individuals who were recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And Omnibiotic Ketox was administered daily for 6 months. And the participants did not make any other changes to their food, medication, et cetera. And the endotoxin levels, body measurements, and glycemic measurements, all lipid profile, inflammatory markers, all improved. We're all wow, tracked over time, improved. There was a 70% reduction in endotoxin levels, a 48% improvement in triglyceride levels, 20% improvement in total cholesterol, and a 64% improvement in insulin resistance. So that's what I find incredibly exciting and powerful with these products, is that they are targeted, they're multi-strained, like you talked about, that polypharma example, and the delivery mechanism makes them effective.
Like if I had to, pick only one, I think Ketox is going to be more systemic, and I think stress release is going to be more cognitive and brain functioning. But since systemic includes the brain, you kind of want both. Something else that people don't know much about is bile acids. Can you talk a little bit about bile? It sounds like a weird thing when we're getting into probiotics, but do we know what Ketox does to bile release? And tell me why bile is important.
Yeah. So actually, wait, that's funny that you went Ketox first, though, because I was going to say I go stress first because I'm so focused on cognition and mood and brain health. And I don't drink much alcohol. I mean, obviously there's, everybody has toxins in their body. So the liver's always working and
endotoxin, exactly.
And I know I'm exposed to toxins, but I'm saying I don't really drink much alcohol. I don't take medications. By the way, that's not a rule that I never take them. I just don't on a regular basis. So I think, and I'm so focused on, again, mood and cognition and, anyway, maybe so I go there first, but you're right, the way you described it, I mean, that makes sense. And for many people, that might be the way to go. So yeah, as far as bile goes, so we need bile to break down fat, right? So bile plays an important role in terms of breaking down fat. And so that is, yeah, so that is very important.
Got it. We need bile to break down fat. And we also recirculate those toxins that are made in the body or even that come from mold or lime or any of the fat-soluble toxins, the endocrine disruptors. They get recirculated through bile. So if you can improve liver function, you can improve bile flow, you improve toxin release. And that's a big part of what helped me lose the 100 pounds was getting my liver and my gut working so that when toxins made it past my gut, which they always do, the liver was there to handle it. So I love the idea of adding a new ability to your bacteria set to be able to improve that. And the systemic effects there, you're like, wow, it's like, is it stress or is it toxins? My belief is that huge numbers of people think they have an anxiety problem or a stress problem, but they have a gut and a toxin problem, which is why I'm leaning towards HETOX. It's like, well, maybe your anxiety will go down because you remove the source of like chemical anxiety and then you add in the stress resilience. You're like, whoa, what just happened? But it could go either way. That's why it's kind of interesting.
Well, right. And it's all individual, right? It's all individual. And, you know, what works for you isn't necessarily going to work for someone else. That's even your exact age, you know, height, weight, all that, right? Same lifestyle. It's not going to work, even if they on paper have the same exact, you know, stats and lifestyle. And what works for me is certainly not going to work for you, and you know, vice versa. So it really is an individual approach, and there's also a little bit of trial and error, right? And the other thing I always like to remind people too is what worked for you at one point might not work for you in a year. Or 5 years, you might need to adjust what you're doing. I mean, we know that as we age, we can age healthy, and we can stay strong and vibrant and energetic. But we're aging, and things are changing, and hormones are changing. And so, what we eat, how we work out, what supplements we take, we may need to adjust. So that's also something to consider, that it's not just there's an individual approach, but for the individual, we also need to remember that we need to, you know, adjust from time to time and be consistent so you really know if something is working or not working.
I love it that you talked about adjusting. And so many people say, I'm just going to do the same thing every day,
right,
no matter what, for years. And you just don't need to do that. You need to say, how is what I'm doing now working? And am I getting better over time, staying the same, or getting slightly worse? And the problem with humans is that we're really good at short-term decision-making. So when I went vegan, I'm like, great, I feel really good. And you will feel good for about 6 weeks. But by 6 weeks, I've already convinced myself that this is what to do. So for the next, you know, year and a half, I'm punching myself in the face with a vegan diet, wondering why I'm getting worse and worse. It's probably because I'm not raw enough or vegan enough, and I need more kale. And you know, my kidneys are still sad that I did that. So the bottom line is, you can adjust based on what's happening, and that's a big deal.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you also need, you know, diversity too, which is one of the things also about, you need diversity of foods, you need diversity, you know, I always tell people diversity with exercise, diversity with food, diversity with your probiotics in terms of like the strains, like you need diversity, you need to shake things up. So like you just said, if sometimes people do, they get into a routine of doing something, and consistency is great. And routine is great to a certain extent, but there needs to be a certain amount of shaking things up and adjusting and, you know, diversifying what you're doing. So people ask me that all the time, actually. Can I eat the same food every single day? Can I do that? Is that okay? And I say, well, if it's going to help you get into a healthy routine, do it for a little while, but then take those foods and swap them out. Swap out that grass-fed meat for another high quality protein. Swap out that green vegetable for another green vegetable. So it can be helpful, but we need to shake things up. And same thing with one of the reasons I talk about shaking things up with food too, is because we need a variety of foods and a variety of plant foods. I do like my grass fed and finished meat, by the way, but we need a variety of plant foods to feed our microbiota. We need to feed our gut bacteria with fiber to create short chain fatty acids, because those short chain fatty acids, which we know are known as those postbiotics, which could be a whole other chat, but postbiotics are super important for a variety of reasons. But again, that's a whole other chat. I don't know if you want to go down that road. I love talking about short chain fatty acids, but I don't want to go on too much of a tangent again here.
Well, do we have evidence that the omnibiotic strains make short chain fatty acids?
Well, we have evidence that when you have the good gut bacteria, they're going to ferment the fiber in food, right? They're going to ferment food and you will create those short chain fatty acids. So we know that the omnibiotics, we know that they increase our good gut bacteria. We know that they have the ability to colonize. And so I don't know that we have, maybe they have a specific study showing the amount of short chain fatty acids, but we know that when we increase the probiotics in our gut, they're able to ferment the fiber from our food, which I always think that that's a really cool thing, by the way, that we aren't able to digest fiber, right? We don't digest fiber. That's why fiber doesn't have calories, but our microbes can.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's interesting because we have, insoluble fiber that doesn't get very digested, if at all. But the soluble fiber is kind of the magic prebiotic. And I get about 40 grams a day of prebiotic fiber or more from my diet and from adding prebiotics to my coffee. I wrote about that in Fast This Way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I have that kind of a fertile ground for good bacteria, then I take omnibiotic Hetox and Stress Release. And I already know my gut's prepped because I have that stuff just throughout the day. And there's just a fertile environment. And there's also prebiotic inside the specific formulas designed for the strains from omnibiotic. So it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Here's some of the studies that I found when, you reached out and said, hey, let's talk about this. I have a pretty strong BS meter. There's a high standard and dozens of companies come every month saying, can you talk about my stuff? And I'm like, there's nothing new or interesting here. It has to be better. And you've got the delivery mechanism, the multiple strains, but you've also got clinical studies, like a bunch of them, including improves memory and cognition. And it's hard to do a claim around that. And when I say do a claim, that means there's a study where independent researchers showed a result here. And promotes positive mood in a different study and increases emotional balance via salience network activity, which is actually something we train at 40 Years of Zen, my neurofeedback company. When people are looking for emotional balance, we can train salience networks, but you can also take bacteria that affect them. Like, how cool is that? So I found the level of clinical research for omnibiotic was way above average. Compared to what you see from some of the stuff out there, it definitely met the bar. So I wanted you to be able to talk about those studies a little bit. Tell me more about the studies on the brain. What's going on there?
Yeah. By the way, I have a big BS meter too. So I'm with you there. And I totally agree with you. And there's so many products and things out there that don't do what they're supposed to do. And people are just trying to sell. And I always say, I'm always for, a supplement or a new type of a product that's going to do something, but it has to really work. It has to really do what it's supposed to do. Otherwise, you can depend on things that we can all just do, on our own. Eat healthy whole foods, go outside into nature, exercise, take your, cold showers. There's many things that we can do that we don't need to buy or do anything, right? And I love all those things too. But if we're going to spend our money and we're going to do something, we want to make sure that not only are they not harmful, but that they're actually going to be effective and they're going to be easy to be consistent with, which is what I love about these packets also from Omnibiotics, that you easily can travel with them and that. So When it comes to omnibiotic stress release, I think that's those are the studies that you're talking about. They are clinically shown to improve positive mood, memory, focus, and concentration. So there was a double-blind randomized study that looked at, it was 4 weeks, and it was on the multi-strain, multi-species, the probiotic that we've already talked about, the specific stress probiotic. And it was given to 45 people were divided into three groups. So there was the probiotic group, the placebo group, and the control group. And all participants underwent resting state functional MRI and diffusion MRI brain scans twice during the course of the study. And the results were that there was functional connectivity changes that were observed in, as you mentioned, for increased mental activity in the default mode network. The salience network, which you just mentioned as well, was more efficient and there was more targeted attention. And then also there was higher cognitive function and working memory. And so I think that's pretty powerful.
It's super powerful. And guys, as you know, there's always a code whenever I share something cool for you. Omnibioticlife.com. Use code DAVE20. Get 20% off. And I want to talk about the default mode network for a little while. A lot of people don't know the history of this weird part of the brain, but because I have a brain science company, I get into this stuff. So we have this ability to pay attention. And we used to think that we would turn off our default mode network, which is what our brain does when we're not focusing on something, and that we would turn on our focus. And we thought we were like this binary switch. And scientists at Oxford figured out almost 20 years ago now that it's actually a slider switch. So like how much of your brain is in default mode versus in focus mode. And it's a fine-tuned adjustment between the two. But if you have high default mode network activity when you're relaxing, it means that your brain actually has more energy and it's doing more of its background processing stuff. So the highest performing brains have high functioning default mode networks. And that's something that we can actually tune with training, but something you can also tune with probiotics. It turns out Omnibiotic has figured out how to do that. And then you also are able to radically and quickly switch from default mode to active mode network or that salience mode network for more efficient and targeted attention. So when you have a super brain, like when I'm chill, I'm ultra chill and powerful. And when I'm focused, I dial in quickly, I focus, I get it done, and then I return to default mode network. That's, in my mind, part of the definition of human resilience, especially emotional resilience. If you get stuck thinking about something over and over, that's stressful thoughts, that's anxiety. So if a gut bacteria modification can make it so you don't get stuck as easily in active mode network and you go back to default mode, wouldn't that be great? So this is the kind of stuff that's possible. You still need to do your breathing exercises. You still need to learn how to chill. You should still forgive your parents and do all the other kinds of stuff that many spiritual teachers will teach you to do. You go to 40 years of Zen, I'll teach you to do it. Go to an EMDR practitioner. But wouldn't it make sense to stack it with a probiotic? Feels like it would. So consider that. And that's why omnibiotic.com and use code DAVE20. And you can give it a try. And seriously, do both. Get rid of 70% of the endotoxins in your body. That's what the study showed. Endotoxins are made when you digest food and they cause physical anxiety. Let's drop that. And then let's take the strains that help you control your brain in the ways you want. And at the end of the month, just kind of sit down and do a little assessment. How was my month? How happy am I with my life? How happy am I with my career, with my relationships? How much energy do I have? Did I wake up feeling good? And you might be surprised if you track it daily or you just check in once a week with yourself, or if you journal, or if you look at your heart rate variability score on one of your trackers. This is real stuff. And it comes from polypharma math techniques applied to polyprobiotic, which is a word I made up, in order to create psychobiotics and other things that we don't have words for, like clinobiotics. There, I made one up, that reduce toxins. So HETOX is one of the formulas, and the other one is called stress release.
Yes,
is the
stress
other
release.
So it's cool stuff. And Omnibiotic is the company name. And I want to thank you, Carrie, for coming on and talking about this. This is a quick hit. I hope that this provided a lot of value for listeners, because look, like, there's no BS here. This is just cool new stuff that didn't exist that exists now because some scientists put their heads together and entrepreneurs and whatever else. So it's worth it. Thank you.
You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.